welcome to VibesWorkshop.com. In the midst of all our tune of the months and everything else, I thought I would give you guys a little experiment that will probably give you some insight into, you know, playing a solo or just putting all this together. And here's the experiment. Take a note. I'm just going to take an octave. And play the octave. And play any chord that has that note in it. And the thing about it is, the melody is your thread. Because any chord I play, it just sounds like a progression, right? Right? Anything I play, now think of it as a tune. Listen to the changes. I think you'll hear that none of the changes will sound like wrong or out of place. As long as my melody is cool, and I'm going to play those two notes, and then I'm going to switch to other notes. And I'm going to make the chords as arbitrary as I can. I mean, I'm really not going to think about or try to hear where does this want to go. I'm going to be as arbitrary as I can with the chords. Okay? So here we go. I'll start on the D. Okay, you get the idea? So that could be your experiment. You know, Dave Friedman talked about playing free before you start each day of practicing. This kind of lends into that. And I think you can discover lots of things, but I think it'll show you, too, that everything relies on the melody in a lot of ways. I mean, you can connect anything. You can connect any set of changes, which means you've got to have your lines and your melodies together so that you connect these chords and make them work. Because after all, the first thing that connected the chords are the melody of the tune, right? I mean, every tune has a melody, has a set of changes. And the melody is what's connecting these chords together. So when you make a solo, the same thing has to happen. And you should look for lyrical ways of doing it in part of your practice. Like, I've been messing around with the tune Inner Urge. And I've just been checking out ways to go between the chords. You know, if I do this. Lot of time just doing that, and even doing it without all the chords, you know, maybe just hitting a bass note. So, and that kind of maybe appears to be counterintuitive when you're trying to play over tune and you want to work up, you know, all that kind of stuff and get the lines moving. But remember that in the end, if you play, if I play this, all I'm doing is connecting this, right? So if I know that and I get all those together, I get all the simple things. If I do that, then I go, you know, so I kind of connect the dots. And that's why I thought this exercise was a really great one. And you can just play free forever and you'll see how everything kind of fits together. Because it doesn't, you know, you just don't think of anything. And it kind of gives you, when I think of stuff like this, I kind of reminds me of Mahavishnu. I don't know if that's how they did all their stuff, but you know, I think there's this way of connecting chords and modes that aren't related in the traditional theoretical sense, and you connect them by the melody. And you can go anywhere. In fact, you could take a melody and try that sometimes. Just figure out like a melody. It could even be a melody of a tune. I mean, if I take a tune like, I can take those notes and I'm sure I can reharmonize them in a wacky way that might not sound like the tune, but it just goes to show you that the melody connects everything. So if I went, see, I'm just thinking of anything here, but it's kind of hard because I hear the tune. So that's the point of this. So give that a shot, and if you have fun with it and you do it on a regular basis, think of it in terms of your lines and what you have to do when you solo and why it's not important to get in all the chords all the time. You know, it's not important to get all that in. An inner urge is a really fast part where if your lines are together, you don't have to hit as many notes in the chord, you know. So you just kind of make sure that you're taking care of business with your lines, and then you can add a couple notes or whatever later on. It makes comping a lot easier for me to go from that approach. And that means you're going from your ears. Your lines are melodic and are happening from your ears. And that also frees up a lot of CPUs where you're like, you don't hear the chord, so you got to jump down and bang the whole chord out, etc. Okay, hope that was helpful. I was just messing around with it and I thought I'd pass it on.